So just taking a few moments to settle in for this process that will help you to more fully trust yourself, to hear and follow your guidance. You just start by closing your eyes and being in a comfortable position, sitting or lying down. And perhaps placing a hand on your heart and your belly, or wherever else you're guided to place a hand right now. And that may change as we continue this process. So just breathing for a few moments, getting into the body. And calling in your something bigger, higher levels, angels, energy, source, Mother Nature, whatever you call your something bigger right now. Just calling it in to help you with this process. And let's first invite in, the part of you that is afraid to follow, to hear and follow your guidance, that is afraid to trust you. Let's call that part of you in. And it might be helpful to ask this part of you how old it is. And you might hear an age, or you might see an image, get a memory of how old you were. You might actually see yourself at a certain age. And just trusting the first answer that comes in, whether it's 2 or 4 or 6 or 8. And just continue to breathe and be with this part of you, just letting it know that it's safe with you, that it's safe to be here right now, and it's not in trouble. So just taking a few moments to let this part of you know that it's safe, it's not in trouble, and you're here to help it. You're here to help it heal the initial wounding, the initial fear that caused you to not trust yourself anymore, that caused you to maybe not hear and follow your guidance. And that's silently asking this part of you, why is it afraid? What happened? What happened that caused you to be afraid to hear and follow your guidance? Your heart, your desire. And again, just silently listening. Your guidance may come in again in the form of a memory or words. And just continue to breathe and be with this part of you and be open to receiving any guidance on why it's afraid. What was that initial wounding or trauma? And breathing in compassion for this part of you. And beginning to feel the fear in the body, placing your hand wherever it is. And beginning to gently Breathe out and release the fear from the body, helping this part of you begin to feel and release the fear that has been stored in the body. And as you do that, I'm just going to let this part of you know that it's completely normal that it would be afraid to follow, to even hear and then follow its guidance. This part of you might be afraid of making a mistake or failing. This part of you might be afraid of conflict, losing love, approval. Maybe it has to do with money, losing a job or money because the experience growing up. Could be the part of you that feels like it has to be superhuman. It has to rescue and save other people in order to survive. So whatever fear, whatever memory, whatever negative or traumatic experience caused this part of you to be afraid and take on one of these beliefs, these three key beliefs, we're just going to let it know that that's normal. And that you are so sorry that this happened. And that this part of you has been afraid for so long. So continuing to breathe in compassion, acceptance for this part of you. And continue to place your hands on your body wherever you feel the fear. Beginning to gently breathe it out of every cell of your body. The fear that may have caused GI problems, maybe it's caused autoimmune symptoms, excess weight, disprotection, headaches. And if you want to cry, that would be normal. Oftentimes when children are afraid, they cry. Not just when they're sad, but when they're afraid. So there might be sadness there. There might be fear, grief, maybe anger. So whatever emotion is present, just being there, breathing in compassion for it, continue to feel it and breathe it out, release it from your body. And when you're ready, beginning to start to gently tell this part of you, just gently tell this part of you that it's now safe. It really is safe to hear and follow your guidance now. That the adult part of you is now capable of handling whatever happens when you follow your guidance. It's safe. You can take baby steps. But you are here to keep this part of you safe, and you are capable of handling whatever happens when you follow your guidance. And there are no mistakes. There are no failures. Just assuring this part of you, it's not going to be punished. You're going to be able to stand up for it. Nobody can hurt you, not physically. And if people verbally yell at you or reject you, that the adult part of you is here and can now help this wounded part of you to move through that and to deal with that. You can walk away. You're not stuck anymore. And there's plenty of other people on this planet to play with, to to get love and support from. We don't only have to depend on our parents anymore, or our siblings, or our classmates. We're not stuck in a class anymore, or even a school. Like, we have the whole wide world. And if conflict arises, we're capable of handling that now. The adult part of you is. Because the adult part of you is in their power. They are capable. They're not helpless anymore like we were as children. So just continuing to very gently tell this part of you what is true. Taking a few more moments. Continuing to plant the seeds of truth, soothing this wounded child part of you. Helping you both to hear and follow your guidance again. Your desires, your feelings, your emotions, and all the other ways it comes in. Continuing to breathe out fear and breathing safety. Security with yourself. And whenever that feels complete, giving this part of you a huge hug, physically giving yourself a hug, and just saying, I love you. No matter what, you're safe with me. I'm here for you. Whatever you want to affirm and tell this part of you, that I'm so proud of you. Everything we've done up to this point has, even if we thought we made a mistake, there are no mistakes. It's been part of our journey. And then slowly opening your eyes and just noticing how you feel. Jotting down maybe any notes, just anything that came up during this mini process, taking as much time as you need.